to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at KansasPublicRadio.org.
It's 95 degrees in Lawrence, 95 in Manhattan, 95 in Topeka. The time is 6:06.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Still to come, an update of news headlines. We'll talk about the big Oasis reunion. Yes, Oasis will be reuniting next year to play a series of shows. I predict we're about to hear a lot more Wonderwall, just kind of ambiently. Seems like in the 90s, everywhere you went, they were always playing Wonderwall, so maybe that'll come back. We will learn how to protect yourself against diseases carried by mosquitoes. Also, NPR has interviewed Kamala Harris 5 times since she was elected vice president, and we're going to talk about what we can learn from those conversations, all still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, presenting Pop-Up Science National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
All year long, KPR is busy hosting live performances and recording concerts out in the field. Now you can see video from many of those performances at the KPR website. Visit live.kansaspublicradio.org to see musicians from the Heartland Chamber Music Festival and Latitude 39 in concert. One of the many perks of being a KPR listener, now you can be a KPR viewer as well. The time is 6:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get the latest national, international, and regional news with Jay Schaefer as your local host.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 95 degrees in Lawrence. News headlines are coming up next at 6:30.
Crawl 3 years ago. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. State of Kansas has seen 8 hospitals close since 2015. Now more than 90 hospitals in the Sunflower State are at risk of closing. The Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform keeps track of rural hospitals that are in danger of closing. KSNT reports that Kansas accounts for 8% of the nation's at-risk rural hospitals. The last hospital to close down was in Harrington last October. Residents in that area now need to travel more than 20 miles to receive emergency care. The Kansas Hospital Association says expanding Medicaid would help many rural hospitals survive. Governor Laura Kelly has also pushed Medicaid expansion as a way to help rural hospitals. So far, state lawmakers have refused. People could get access to a new COVID vaccine as early as next week. Zach Perez has more on the latest shot being used to combat new strains of the virus.
The FDA is recommending the new vaccine for anyone 6 months or older. The new shot is meant to target the KP2 strain of the virus, which is thought to have fueled this summer's surge in cases. Many pharmacies are offering appointments on a walk-in basis, but you can also schedule appointments online with large retail pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens. People insured by Medicare, Medicaid, and many private plans can receive the shot for free, but may be charged a fee depending on where they get it. Federally qualified health centers, like KC Care, can give the shot for free to uninsured and underinsured residents. I'm Zach Perez.
The University of Kansas Jayhawks open their football season tomorrow night in an unfamiliar place, Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Zeff has more on how much that's costing KU.
KU will play its first two home games at Children's Mercy Park while a $450 million renovation of Memorial Stadium on campus continues. The first game is against Lindenwood University from St. Charles, Missouri. Playing at Children's Mercy Park will cost KU $250,000 a game in rent and operation expenses, according to the contract obtained with the Kansas Open Records Act. Sporting KC will retain all food and parking revenue, and KU will pay for any damage to the field. The rest of KU's home games will be played at Arrowhead. KU has yet to fulfill that Open Records request. I'm Sam Zeff.
And the Kansas City Royals lost this afternoon to the Cleveland Guardians 7-5. That means the Guardians now have sole possession of first place in the American League Central. This is KPR.
Support day for a well-rounded start to your morning.
You can join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too. They are all listed for you conveniently online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Still have a little more All Things Considered yet to come. Stick around at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. We have news headlines followed by 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, visiting some far-off and kind of chilly places to help you get through this sultry summer evening. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around at 7 o'clock for the Moth Radio Hour. Humid conditions tonight, lows only getting down to the lower 70s. It's 94 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
Okay, and Bobby, at this point, have we heard from Telegram or from Durov's legal team?
We have not, but they did issue a statement some days.
And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us from 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition. Tomorrow, start off your day with the latest news. Jay Schaefer is your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Up next, news headlines, followed by Stardate. Then, Destiny is your host for 2 hours of classical music. We'll be spending an evening in the mountains with Destiny and with Edvard Grieg. You could imagine you're skiing in the Italian Alps with Mendelssohn. Or imagine whatever you like as we take a fun trip to Egypt and Arabia with Princess Scheherazade, all coming up on Classical Music with Destiny till 9. That is followed by Jazz in the Night. Partly cloudy tonight and humid. Lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers and storms. Still humid. Highs in the lower 90s. A 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the upper 60s. It's 7:01 and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are on a bus tour of southeastern Georgia. They'll be trying to reach voters beyond what has been Democratic strongholds in the key swing state. Those NPR's Tamara Keith explains they're hitting some solidly blue areas as well.
In the band rehearsal room at Liberty County High School in Hinesville, Georgia, the students were all sitting quietly with their instruments on their laps until Harris and Walz walked into the room. The candidates were treated to a rendition of the school fight song, and then they told the students, which included football players and cheerleaders too, that they are the nation's future. Neither candidate mentioned politics as they spoke to the students, but there will be much more campaigning to come. Tamara Keith, NPR News, traveling with the vice president.
A French court has indicted tech billionaire Pavel Durov over allegations he allowed a wide range of crimes to flourish on Telegram, a popular messaging app he co-founded in 2013. NPR's Rebecca Rossman reports Durov is now under judicial supervision and is banned from leaving French territory.
The charges filed against Durov include allegations that he failed to cooperate with police and was complicit in the spread of illegal activities on Telegram, including drug trafficking and money laundering. While temporarily free, Durov has to post a bond of 5 million euros and will now be required to report to French police twice a week. The charges come 4 days after Durov was arrested at an airport just outside of Paris. The arrest has prompted outrage from a number of free speech advocates who argue social media executives like Durov should not be held responsible for the content that flourishes on their platforms. If convicted, he could face up to 10 years in prison. Rebecca Rossman, NPR News.
The FAA has temporarily grounded rocket launches by the commercial company SpaceX. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more.
Everything looked fine when a SpaceX rocket lifted off shortly before dawn from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The launch went smoothly enough, but when the giant first stage came in to land on an uncrewed drone ship, it appeared to burst into flames and topple over into the Atlantic Ocean. Although no one was injured, the FAA says flights cannot resume until an investigation is completed. The grounding comes as four private astronauts are waiting to fly to space on a SpaceX rocket. They hope to conduct the first ever commercial spacewalk. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Chipmaker NVIDIA has helped lead the artificial intelligence boom, but even as the company continued to exceed Wall Street's expectations today, some investors appeared less than impressed. NVIDIA stock took a nosedive in after-hours trading following the company's release of numbers showing quarterly revenue rising to more than $30 billion, a 122% gain from the same period just a year ago. Tech companies have continued to spend heavily on the company's chips. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate August 28th. When a delivery truck drops off its final package of the day, it isn't abandoned. It's prepped for more deliveries the next day. And it's the same thing with several spacecraft. After delivering their main cargo, they've been given new missions, new addresses to check out. The list has included three craft that delivered samples to Earth, bits of two asteroids, and some dust from a comet. The craft dropped capsules containing the samples into Earth's atmosphere as they flew by, and another craft fired a cannonball into a comet. After finishing their main missions, the spacecraft were still working, so they were given new missions. One of them is headed for a rendezvous with the asteroid Apophis, which will skim just above Earth in 2029. Another is headed for a comet. Along the way, some of the missions have turned their cameras towards star systems with known planets. The craft can stare at a system for days or weeks. That allows them to measure tiny dips in a star's light as a planet passes in front of it. Astronomers piece that together with information from other sources to refine a planet's dossier, its size, mass, distance from its star, and more. One craft even found evidence of a second planet in a system, although it hasn't been confirmed. So even though some of these missions have long since dropped off their packages, they're still delivering important discoveries about the universe. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Grieg's Dance of the Mountain King's Daughter here on KPR with Steen Nokelberg on piano. Hello there. I am Destiny, your evening classical host, and let's have an evening in the mountains together, shall we? In fact, that is exactly what we're going to have with Grieg at around 7:40. That is a really fun listen. Hello there and happy midweek to all of you. Do you all wish you were in the Italian Alps skiing, getting away from the hot weather? Well, we can take a little trip right now with Mendelssohn and his Symphony No. 4, the Italian Symphony. It's a very, very fun listen. This is with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. I thought this would be a good midweek symphony for us to enjoy. So it's about 30 minutes long. Let's sit back and enjoy it together right now on KPR. Mendelssohn's Bright and Sunny Italian Symphony No. 4 here on KPR with the... I hope you enjoyed it. Bright and sunny makes me want to get out into the wilderness. We're going to do just that at 7:45. We are. That was your hint. However, let's talk about something dark. The last and darkest symphony by Brahms is performed by the BBC Philharmonic Friday evening on KPR. It's balanced by the outpouring of joy that is Beethoven's Violin Concerto. Oh, Beethoven's Violin Concerto is amazing. It's on the next concert from the annual BBC Proms, and it's, again, Friday evening. You'll hear it at 7 o'clock on all KPR1 stations. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway, 7:30 p.m., Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. All right. An evening in the cool, cool mountains away from this heat. We are about to experience that together. It's about 6 minutes long right now on KPR. It's by Grieg. We heard about the Mountain King's Daughter at the opening. Well, let's hear about the whole evening. This is with Maurice Abravanel and the Utah Symphony Orchestra on KPR.
Ah, a beautiful evening in the mountains by Grieg here on KPR with Marisa Bravanel and the Utah Symphony Orchestra. I hope you enjoyed it. I think I would like to get out into the wilderness a little bit. Yes, I would. I have found an interesting closer for us here. It's by James Barnes, and it's called A Light in the Wilderness. And it's the Royal Military Band playing for us. I'd be very curious to know what you think of it. Let's enjoy it right now on KPR.
Thank you.
A Light in the Wilderness by James Barnes here in KPR, who was also conducting the Royal Military Band. What did you think of that? I found that I was able to really use my imagination and pretend for a moment that I was in the wilderness, like those precious little kitty cats and dogs from yesterday's animal-themed show. I don't know. This music was very, I would be really curious to know what you think. So reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org. And also me, if you would like, directly online at destinyviolin.com. I do care about what you think. I want to program stuff that you want to hear. And I think next hour, I've got some really, really fun things that you are going to love, 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 love. Yes, there is somewhat of a theme. I'm going to be opening with something from the Nutcracker, which seems crazy because the Nutcracker is only played around Christmas time, but not this particular one. This works. And you know what I found? One of my favorite recordings, the Washington Saxophone Quartet. Yes, playing a dance from the Nutcracker. It's going to be great. I hope you like it. Well, thanks for being here with me this hour. Let us listen to NPR News together here at the top, and then I will be right back for our second hour of Evening Classical on KPR.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. KPR listeners are engaged in their communities, and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Biden administration is imposing sanctions on a group in Israel that supports illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank. The group has close ties to some extremist Israeli officials, as we hear from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The U.S. has been imposing targeted sanctions to try to deter Israeli extremist violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Now a group called Hashomer Yosh has been added to a U.S. blacklist. The State Department says the group has been providing security to Israeli settlers who are already on a U.S. blacklist for violence against Palestinians. The State Department is also imposing sanctions on a man who runs security at the Yitzhar settlement in the West Bank, accusing the man of leading a group of armed settlers in February who attacked Palestinians and forced them from their land. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Former President Donald Trump is lashing out at political opponents in a series of angry social media posts. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that includes a repost of sexual remarks about Vice President Kamala Harris.
Former President Donald Trump used his social media website Truth Social to repost images that suggested Vice President Harris and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton traded sexual favors to further their political careers. He also reposted images of Harris and Clinton, as well as President Biden and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in orange prison suits. He suggested prosecuting Special Counsel Jack Smith for election interference. The series of angry posts followed news that Smith had filed a new indictment over Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. While Trump is well known for his past outbursts online, the reposts underscore his reluctance to tone down the insults that allies worry will turn off general election voters, particularly women. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Extreme wildfires in Canada last year released heat-trapping emissions. A new study finds it's almost as much as the biggest emitting nations in the world. NPR's Lauren Sommer has more.
Canada's fire season last year was the hottest and driest since 1980. That led to almost 58,000 square miles burning. When forests burn, they release carbon dioxide, the same heat-trapping gas that comes from burning fossil fuels. Scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory calculated the emissions from Canada's fires in 2023. They found it's close to the fossil fuel emissions from a big industrialized country. Only three countries emitted more. Since trees absorb and store carbon, they're an important solution for slowing climate change. More wildfires could hamper the ability of forests to do that. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
Stocks gave ground today amid concerns about earnings numbers from chipmaker NVIDIA. The Dow fell 159 points. The NASDAQ was down 198 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from American Jewish World Service, supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy, equity, and justice for all people. Learn more at ajws.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Arabian Nights here on KPR. That was actually Arabian Dance from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker with the Washington Saxophone Quartet. And, well, with all this heat that we had, it sort of felt like I was in a different country sweltering in the desert. But never fear, I have something very refreshing coming up at 8:15. Oh, it is so great. Speaking about 1001 Arabian Nights, it's by Rimsky-Korsakov. There's a princess involved. I wonder if you can guess. Right now, I thought we should take a little trip over to Egypt and visit a pyramid really quick. So we're going to do just that with Johann Strauss II. This is an Egyptian march, and I know I've got a listener out there who really enjoys marches. This one's for you. It's with Riccardo Muti and, of course, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Excellent performers of Strauss. I hope you like it. Right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Yes, bravo, 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 bravi to the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and Riccardo Muti here on KPR. Johann Strauss II, his Egyptian March. Such a fun opener, and then the way it closes. It's very interesting. You could tell the audience really, really liked it there. Speaking of Egypt, I've got something really nice at the very end of the hour, kind of an encore to what we're about to hear that will, well, soothe us off into the evening. But before I tell you about this amazing and epic music that is coming up, guess what? Now you can see video from many of the live performance broadcasts by Kansas Public Radio. From our live studio to concert venues throughout the KPR listening area, you'll find some great music and unforgettable performances. It's free, and it's available anytime at live.kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR news, classical music as well, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. And now for one of the greatest creations of music of all time. Yes, I said it. Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, the princess who tells the stories in order to keep herself alive. I hope you enjoy it right now on KPR. It's with Antal Durati and the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, that is some epic music here on KPR. Rimsky-Korsakov's Grand Scheherazade with the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra and Antal Durati. The violinist was Raphael Drury, and you know that violin solo is pretty hard. I have played it before, your dear old host Destiny. It's an easy one to screw up. You have to try really hard to play it beautifully. It's fun, though. A lot of fun. I hope you liked it. Gosh, what on earth are we going to listen to after this? This is just such stirring music. I thought maybe a little something from another time a long time ago. Jean-Philippe Rameau's The Gypsy. Yeah, I thought that might be a little perfect way to end this hour together. It's for solo piano. Olafsson is playing for us. Enjoy it right now on KPR. Rameau's L'Egyptienne, The Gypsy, here on KPR with Olafsson on piano for us. Hopefully a nice little encore to our evening together. If you need more soothing and more good times, well, you know what to do, right? Keep listening to KPR. Always. Of course. Because Bob McWilliams is up next with Jazz in the Night. That is after NPR. I am back tomorrow. And guess what tomorrow is? Well, it's Tango Thursday. So, maybe I'll pick one of my favorite violin and piano tangos, since I am a violinist after all. And while I didn't really, well, I can't say I didn't really feature the violin. You just heard Scheherazade. But maybe I'll pick that for tomorrow night. I'm going to have to think really, really carefully about this one. Thank you so much for being here and listening to music with me. I would love to hear from you. I would love to start getting some requests rounded up for next week. So find me directly online at destinyviolin.com or reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org. I'll see you soon on Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city just...
Join us every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell those smart speakers of yours to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th. Featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Fun! All supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets are at topekazoo.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Israel says it sent a delegation of security officials to Qatar today for more talks led by the U.S. to end the nearly year-long war in Gaza. As NPR's Aya Boutrawi reports, Israel and Hamas remain far apart on core issues needed to secure a ceasefire deal.
Egyptian officials with knowledge of the talks tell NPR there's been no progress for weeks now. They say the talks are bogged down by continuous changes made by Israel to various U.S.-backed proposals. All this while the death toll in Gaza continues to climb by the day. The officials spoke anonymously to discuss the talks. Israel's prime minister says he won't end the war in Gaza until his goals are met and says Israeli troops must remain there for security after the deadly Hamas-led attack on Israel last October. Hamas is not taking part in these latest talks, saying it already agreed to a proposal in early July that would free Israeli hostages taken in that attack and end the war. Aya Boutrawi, NPR News, Dubai.
Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, have kicked off a two-day bus tour in Georgia. The tour expected to take Harris and Walz through rural areas in the southern part of the state before ending with a major rally in the coastal city of Savannah. Georgia is a key battleground state, and the Harris campaign says it believes in order to defeat Republican Donald Trump there in November, Harris needs to do well outside the major suburbs of Atlanta that delivered for President Biden in 2020. NVIDIA, the closely watched chip maker, reported blockbuster earnings today, but as NPR's Maria Aspen reports, it could not live up to Wall Street's impossible hype, and shares were down in after-hours trading.
NVIDIA reported sales of $30 billion in the last 3 months. That's better than analysts expected and more than double its sales a year earlier. Profits also more than doubled to more than $16 billion. The chip company is reaping the benefits of the AI boom. Giant tech companies, including Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, and Google, are all investing billions of dollars in AI. And NVIDIA provides the semiconductors that power this hot technology. But with outsized performance comes outsized expectations. Investors have sent NVIDIA's share price soaring since the beginning of the year. Now it seems they're worried that the AI bubble could be starting to deflate. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
One-way criminal enterprises and others looking to launder money have moved their sometimes ill-gotten gains is through all-cash purchases of real estate, but the U.S. Treasury Department is looking to crack down on that. Under new rules finalized today, investment advisors and real estate professionals will not be required to report all cash sales of residential real estate to legal entities, trusts, and shell companies. New rules are part of an effort to combat the movement of dirty money through the U.S. financial system. You're listening to NPR. An out-of-control wildfire in the mountains of central Idaho is forcing more evacuations as windy, dry weather continues to fan flames there. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the 80,000-acre fire has burned homes and is 0% contained.
The Wapiti fire is burning through dry brush and dense stands of pine and fir trees in the Idaho mountains. It's led to the evacuation of part of the popular tourist town of Stanley near the headwaters of the famed Salmon River. It's one of dozens of large fires that have ignited since July amid a record heat wave. Boise National Forest Supervisor Brant Peterson spoke to nervous residents at a public meeting.
It's been a really trying summer for, I think, all of you, of course, and a lot of the folks that do this work.
The good news is that due to a dip in wildfire activity in other parts of the West, fire managers here say they're getting all the resources they're asking for. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
The idea of killing one animal species to possibly save another is controversial, and wildlife management officials will be putting that to the test next year in California and the Pacific Northwest. U.S. wildlife officials say barred owls are crowding out native spotted owls from territory they need to survive. As a result, they've approved a 30-year plan to kill as many as 452,000 barred owls in Oregon, California, and Washington State. Government officials say they're trying to save the smaller spotted owls from extinction, though some researchers are concerned the barred owls will simply return to areas they've been removed from. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today, oil down 1% in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home projects done well, from everyday repairs to major remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. This is NPR.
We'll be right back.
Trumpeter Bria Stoneberg on KPR with Louis Armstrong's Cornet Chop Suey to open Jazz in the Night tonight on KPR. Bria's new album called What It Means. She's deeply immersed in New Orleans music on this one, with Don Vappy playing guitar, Chris Pettishaw and Grayson Brockamp bass and drums, or piano and bass, I should say, and the great New Orleans drummer, Herlin Riley. Bria Stoneberg, a singer and trumpet player. We'll hear some of her vocal work later this hour. It's Wednesday night. It's the 9 o'clock hour. It's time for our weekly new release spotlight hour as I bring you two tracks each from four of the best new albums in jazz, including coming up from pianist Emmett Cohen and organist Brian Ho. But right now, it's drummer Alvin Queen, who moved from the Bronx to Switzerland, gosh, many decades ago now, and has been based there ever since. His new album is called Feeling Good, with Carlton Hall's piano and Danton Bowler on bass. Let's hear from this one, Falling in Love with Love. It's drummer Alvin Queen on KPR. Thank you. drummer Alvin Queen's Trio and the Rodgers and Hart standard Falling in Love with Love here for you on Kansas Public Radio. The drummer's new album is out on the Danish Stunt record label with pianist Carlton Holmes and bassist Danton Boulder. More from this one later this hour on our weekly new release spotlight hour here on KPR. We've got the brand new one from pianist Emmett Cohen. We'll hear from that in a little under 10 minutes. And up next, our jazz album of the week this week from organist Brian Ho. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music program with Draper Family Band, Christina Grace, and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck, Friday, September the 6th. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com. Here's organist Brian Ho, the new album called Bridges, and the kickoff tune is one he wrote called Essence. San Francisco-based organist Brian Ho on KPR.